April 10, 2019. For Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Sashni Mudli, making headlines. ANC distances itself from Magashule book launch chaos. The Defence Force continues relief efforts in Mozambique. And Transnet executive resigns following suspension. The ANC has distanced itself from the disruption of the launch of Peter Louis Myburgh's book, Gangster States, as well as plans to burn copies of the book. ANC acting national spokesperson Dakota Lukwete said those who disrupted the launch at Exclusive Books in Sandton City last night had not done so in the name of the ANC or on behalf of Secretary General Ace Magashule. A news agency reported that books were destroyed, and while the store manager was accosted and pushed around, there were no reported customer injuries. Cyclone Idai is long gone, but its devastating effects on South Africa's neighbouring countries prove there is still more work to be done to grant full relief to close to 1.5 million people. The Departments of International Relations and Cooperation facilitated the transport of donations to Mozambique and Malawi with the help of the South African National Defence Force. This comes after International Relations Minister Lindiwe Sisulu donated millions of rand in financial aid to the victims of Cyclone Idai, which claimed over 1,000 lives. Transnet has announced that its chief executive for freight rail, Ravi Nair, has resigned following his suspension in March. Nair was one of four executive committee members who were suspended with immediate effect. At the time, Transnet said it was of the view that the executive's continued presence at the workplace had the potential to jeopardize investigations into their alleged misconduct. That's a roundup of newsmaking headlines today. For a news update each morning, register for Policy's free daily newsletter.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.